7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday, and it is the day that we talk about your garden. And if we can help you with ideas that you may have, or looking for some answers to problems that you've had in the past, give us a call. The number is toll-free. It is 855-660-4261. We have not been able to reach Zach Cohen about the fungus gnats, so we're going to take some callers until we're able to get in communications with him. So give us a call, and we'll try and help you to think positive, even though that Woodchuck from Pennsylvania has told us 6 more weeks of winter. It's only 6 weeks. If we can get through that, we can get through anything. So, if you're planning a new garden, if you're thinking of doing some landscaping, if you're thinking of maybe thinning some trees or opening them up to get more light onto your property, call us. They will all work together. If you've never started seeds indoors before and you want to know how, give us a call. And we'll work together to solve the problems and to make you think positive. 6 weeks from now, we'll be out. We'll be enjoying the yard. We'll be planting out the garden, even planting. And by the time we get into mid-March, a lot of you will have pansies planted in your garden, in containers, window boxes. And also, by mid-March to early April, depending on where you live, you'll be planting things like broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, kale, lettuce, can all be put in early in the year. And peas. And peas, I know my dad would always plant peas on St. Paddy's Day, which is the 17th of March. So things are beginning to come to an end. We may get a storm or two, but because the days are longer, the sun is higher in the sky, temperatures are going to get milder, and the snow that we do get will melt. So you got to keep thinking positive. And I can help you with that. Okay? So, the first thing that you need to do today is, if you have any early spring flowering plants like forsythia, quince, pussy willow, if you have any fruit trees or flowering trees that may need a little bit of pruning, you can start doing it now. Prune them back a little bit. You don't have to do the whole tree, but cut off a few branches, 2 to 3 feet in length. Bring them in the house. Put them in a tall vase of water. And in 2 weeks, you'll have forsythia, quince, all of your fruit trees that you prune, those tree branches will have flowers on them. if you have a dogwood, a magnolia, flowering cherry, flowering plum, flowering pear, and you'd like to get some pruning done on those, do a little bit of it this time of the year. Bring the branches in, and where you cut the branch from the plant, take a pair of pruners or a sharp knife and split the end about 3 inches into the stem, put it in a tall vase of water, and your dogwood will bloom in that vase of water. So if you had a branch that broke due to the heavy snow that you got earlier in the year, cut that branch from the tree, put a fresh cut on it, split the stem, put it in a tall vase of water, and it will bloom. Magnolias will bloom also. Again, cut a branch about 2 to 3 feet, split the end, tall vase of warm water, keep it in a sunny window and warm, and the buds will swell, and you'll have magnolias, dogwoods, pear, flowering cherry, quince, forsythia. All of your early blooming plants will force in a vase of water, and it takes about 2 weeks, and then you keep it cool, and they should bloom for anywhere from 3 to 4 weeks, depending on the temperature in your home. And you'll have a little flower show that you've made. And the reason I don't want you to cut everything at once, if you do it all at once, when the flowering cycle is done, then you got nothing else. So I like to cut some now, wait 2 weeks, cut some more, wait 2 weeks, cut some more, and that way I've got continuous flowering plants in a vase on my kitchen table. And if it snows, I look at the vase of flowers and I just laugh at the terrible weather that's outside. So get outside, do a little selective pruning on your flowering plants, bring them in, and if you have neighbors that you really like, have done a lot for you, some elderly neighbors that can't get out, bring them a bunch of these branches. They'll force them, they'll see color, they'll be excited, and they'll be your best friend, believe me. So there's a lot of things that we can do now. Now, there are vegetables and flowers that you can start by seed in the middle of February. And the flowers that you want to start by seed, and actually, pansies, Johnny Jump Ups, and violas can all be started now, because they take a long time and they go out early. Pansies, Johnny Jump Ups, and violas can go out even though we're having a frost. So go to your garden center, get some seed starter soil, little trays to start them in, and if you can pick up the tray with the clear dome, that will hold the humidity and that will give them a quicker start. And that way you can have pansies, Johnny Jump Ups, violas to plant out in the yard by the middle to the end of March, and they'll tolerate the cold. And we'll tell you how to acclimate them before you put them out. But other plants that take a long time by seed are impatiens. Snapdragons. They take a long time. You don't want to start marigolds now, it's because they come in fast. Petunias, they take a long time to grow. So if you like petunias, if you like impatiens, if you like snapdragons, They're slow in starting. Once they get caught, and what's nice is the snapdragons and the petunias can go out a little earlier than most. Impatiens won't take a frost, but petunias will take a light frost. Snapdragons will take a frost, no problem. Alyssum is another one that will take colder temperatures, and you can start that inside the house now. Onions by seed. Leeks by seed. And if you can do that, I'll tell you, if you can grow onions by seed that you're starting in February, and you plant it in the garden in May, right next to the little bulbs that you would buy, the one that's grown by seed will be 2 to 3 times larger than the little onion sets that you buy at your nursery. Let it grow to 4 inches, cut it back to 2. Let it grow to 4 inches, cut it back to 2. The bulb will get bigger, and you'll have beautiful onions.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprints.com. That's greenprints.com. Like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Amanda Bosold here from Midas Resources. Today, January 31st, 2014, gold opened at $1,251.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,297.49, $648.75 for a half ounce, or $324.37 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,297.49, $648.75, and $324.37.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Nancy from Cape Cod with a question about her lawn.
Nancy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Tell me about your lawn.
Well, I'm not really calling about my lawn. I'm calling about the fruit trees that are on my lawn.
Okay.
Several years ago, my husband used Scott in that four-step program and did not find out until after he had done it that there was fine print which said do not use around fruit trees. And we haven't seen a pear or an apple since. And I was wondering, is there anything that we can do to correct this condition?
Okay. You haven't seen, have you seen flowers on that plant?
I think a couple of times what's happened is that we started to get them and then they fell off.
Okay. Okay. How large are they, Nancy?
The trees are pretty good size. They've been, we got apples prior to this incident.
Okay.
And we've been paying the price ever since.
Okay.
I don't think we've ever seen anything but two or three, you know, pears. So the apple tree is, you know, further along in development than the pear tree.
Okay. What I would do is I would get either the Espoma fruit tree fertilizer. It's all organic. It's all natural. And it has all types of beneficial microbes and bacteria added to it, and I would feed them with that according to the direction. So it will say, for example, 1 pound per inch diameter of tree trunk. And what you would do is you would punch holes in the ground about 6 feet from the center, you know, from the main trunk. Punch some holes about a foot deep and put a half a handful in each hole. Or if you can't find that, Dr. Earth, they have a fruit tree fertilizer with probiotics that has mycorrhiza, fungi, beneficial bacteria, and that should help the root system to fight off the problem that it's had and to make it more productive. Now, putting it in the spring is not going to guarantee you fruit because the buds were made last fall. So if you feed it now, well, whenever the ground is soft, and so let's say in late March, early April, and then I would do it again in August. And that way, during July, August, September, and October, the tree is making flower buds. So you put it down in the spring to help motivate it to grow a better root system, to pick up the natural fertilizers that are there. And then you do it again in the late summer, early fall, to help the plant to make the flower buds that will give you fruit the following year. And I think you're going to see a big difference to what you're getting currently.
Well, since we're getting absolutely nothing currently, anything would be a big difference. And thank you so very much.
Oh, I thank you. And you have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye now. Now, this brings up a topic that we mentioned a little bit last week. I had a couple of emails about it during the week, and I know some of you probably didn't catch that portion of the show. The weed killers that are used on your lawn are safe on your lawn, and they won't hurt the grasses, but they'll take care of the broadleaf weeds. And the product that's used is called 2,4-D and dicamba. And used in the right place, they do a good job. Dow Chemical Company is producing a corn seed that they have genetically altered that contains 2,4-D and dicamba. Be aware of genetically altered seeds. There are problems.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
And Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Virginia from Mass with a question about squirrels.
Virginia, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, Paul. I'm so happy to talk with you. I'm so glad I got through.
Thank you.
I love your show, and I love your cheerful, upbeat ideas of bringing in flowers early. I'm calling about squirrels eating buds on my rhododendron bushes. This mm-hmm. didn't start until last year, when the year before a person in the next yard had a magnolia tree that they had put in with beautiful buds, and the squirrels got that. They still didn't touch the rhododendrons, but then last year they not only stripped the magnolia, but they came across the lawn and took out all the buds on my very new rhododendron bushes.
Yep, and so, this year we've got so much snow, and it's been so cold that they're either doing it now or they will be doing it in the future.
Right.
What you need to do is go to your local garden center, seed and grain store, and what you want is a liquid animal repellent. Now, Boneide has a great liquid product that you mix with water, spray it on the plant, and it will make the buds taste terrible.
Okay.
Shake Away has a powder, The only problem is if we get a lot of stormy weather, it washes off.
Right.
Bobex is another company.
B-O-B-B-E-X.
B-O-B-B-E-X. And they have a liquid also that you can put in like a pump can and spray it directly on the buds. And it makes them taste very, very bitter. And it will prevent the squirrels from eating the buds off of your azaleas, off your rhododendron, off your magnolias. And it works very, very effective. The only thing is you need to have a day where the temperatures are above freezing for 2 hours.
Okay,
so that the product has a chance to dry on the plant. And at my house in Maine, right now, it's 34. So you could spray it on your plants today, and it will dry. And when the squirrels come and they take a bite out of it, they won't like the taste, and they'll leave it alone.
I did try something I saw online. It's cayenne powder and water that you've mixed very hot, steeped it, and put horticultural oil in it. And I put that in a spray bottle, and I put it out in our last thaw that we had a couple of weeks ago. Remember, we had a day that was about 42 or something like that.
Right.
And I sprayed it on, but the person who had written this online had said you would have to continue to do it if there was rain.
Right.
And I wanted to ask you about that, you know, being a home product, and if that would be damaging. So far, they haven't gone for those roses.
Okay. Well, cayenne pepper and horticultural oil are all safe products.
Okay.
But again, if you do get a heavy rain, it's going to wash off the plant.
Right.
The Bobex or the Bonide liquid is a product that will be absorbed into the tissue so that the rain doesn't wash it off.
Oh, that's
so
great.
So that way you put it on, and on the package it will say it will recommend that you reapply 30 to 45 days later.
Okay, that sounds better than rainstorm.
Yeah, that way you're not doing it after every single rainstorm. But because it's absorbed into the tissue, it's more difficult for stormy weather to wash it off. But because of the way that it's made, the sun will slowly break it down. And it will lose its effectiveness. So if you say to yourself, I'm going to do it now in February, again in March, then two applications will take care of it. And then by April, squirrels have green grass. They have nuts that they buried into the ground. And they'll dig those out. But like at my house in Maine, I mean, we've got 2 feet of snow on the ground, and the squirrels can't get to the nuts that they buried in the lawn.
Correct. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Now, the Bonide spray-on liquid, do you know more to ask for than that? Because I had asked at our nursery in the fall, and they carry Bonide products, and they didn't have any suggestions. They didn't mention this. So.
Okay. It's called Repelzol.
Oh, good. Okay. So they can order that if they don't have it.
Oh, yeah, they can order it. That's not a problem.
Okay, great. That sounds wonderful, Paul.
Okay.
Great. Thanks so much for your help, and I certainly enjoy listening to you.
Well, we thank you so much for listening and calling, and we hope that you have a great day today. Get outside if you can, and enjoy the weather.
Oh, yes, and today's the bird count for Mass Audubon, so we have to count all of our birds that we see at the feeding stations and report them in.
Yeah, there's a lot of things. I mean, today's Groundhog Day He's giving us another 6 weeks of winter, the bird count, and then I think Monday is bus day. And bus day is when the Red Sox pack up the bus with all their equipment and they head to Florida. So that's a good sign too, right?
That's a wonderful story. I didn't think it was that early.
Yeah, this is the time that they head down there. All of the major league teams head to either Florida or Arizona.
Great.
And they get all the equipment down there. And then next week, the pitchers and catchers report.
There
the following
you go.
Week, the rest of the team. And before long, we'll have something to look forward to.
Take me out to the ball game.
Exactly.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, and you have a great day now. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Paul. Bye now.
You know, you do have to have a good time with this crazy weather. And believe me, you know, the woodchuck says, yeah, six more days in winter. The baseball season is going to get started before we know it. We'll be planting before you know it. So think positive. Don't think of the snow and the cold. Most of it is bias. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Ann from Connecticut with a question about stink bugs.
Ann, welcome to the Garden Club. Tell me, where are you getting the stink bugs?
In the garden, on my squash and cucumbers. Every year, I have a problem with them.
Well, I'll tell you, there are a couple things that you can use that is very, very effective. Now, one of the products is called 8. Just like, you know, 7, 8, 9, but number 8.
Oh, 8, okay.
And you can buy that as a liquid. And you spray it on your garden, and it will be clear, so you won't have a dust. And the liquid will adhere to the plant a lot better than the powder will. And the 8 is a great product, because it will take care of all types of caterpillar-type insects and chewing insects in your garden. So
is that safe?
8 is very, very safe for the vegetable garden. And
I do have caterpillars on my cabbage.
Yes. Now, if you want to go organic, there's a product called Captain Jack, and it's made by Bonide. And this is a disease of caterpillars that they found in the Caribbean, so they gave it the name Captain Jack. But it's a form of BT, and it is very, very effective on the cabbage looper, the tomato horn worm. It will take care of the Colorado potato beetle, and it's organic.
Okay, that sounds good.
So either 8 or Captain Jack. And Captain Jack is only found in nurseries, garden centers, feed and grain stores, not in the box stores, only in the independents. And either one of those two will work very, very well for you.
Do you recommend rototilling the garden?
Well, I'll tell you. I had a man named Jeff Lowenfell. And Jeff Lowenfell is a garden writer from Alaska. He was a past president of the Garden Writers, and he's written 2 books. One of them is called Teeming with Microbes. And I've had him on my show several times. And what he says is this. If you rototill every single year, the colonies of microbes and bacteria that begin to produce and get active in your soil. When you rototill, you break apart all these colonies and they have to start over. So I tried something 2 years ago. Normally, I rototill. This particular year, what I did is I rototilled half my garden and left the other half alone. And then I planted in rows so that half the plants were going to be in a rototill soil and the other half were going to be in non-rototill soil. The plants that were in non-rototill soil, I took a trowel, I dug a hole, I put in compost, a little bit of soil moist that helps to retain moisture with the mycorrhiza, and the tomatoes, the peppers, and everything that I planted in the non-cultivated garden were bigger, better, more productive, and ripened sooner than in the garden that had been rototilled, because I had all these colonies of beneficial microbes and they helped the plants to get established quicker and they matured quicker and they produced better. So now I never rototill the garden again and I have a great garden every single year.
But I do
add the mycorrhiza either by using vegetable tone or Dr. Earth vegetable food.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prints.
When I read Green Prints, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prints.
What is Green Prints? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prints, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prints is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prints shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prints is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprints.com. That's greenprints.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. $20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Give us a call and we'll help you out. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Chris from New Hampshire with a question about geraniums.
Chris, welcome to the Garden Club. How can we help you with your geraniums today?
Well, I've got at least 12-inch pots of geraniums that my wife and I have taken cuttings over the years, and they're full, and I just want to know when's a good time to cut them back. They're getting a little bit leaky. They're inside, obviously.
Yep.
In the greenhouse room.
What I would do, now, what size pot are they in now, Chris?
They're in a plastic pot.
Yeah, but what size, like 6-inch?
I would say at least 12-inch, probably bigger.
Okay, if it's in a pot that size, then you would not have to repot. I would cut the plant back by 50%. Okay?
Yeah.
And then what you're going to do is you're going to feed them, and you're going to take all those cuttings and cut the cuttings so that you've got pieces 4 inches long from the tips. Dip them in rooting powder. Stick them in a 4-inch pot, and you'll have a whole bunch of brand new geraniums that you can plant out in the spring.
Yeah, that's how we have now. It was over the years. These are probably close to 15 years old.
Yeah, I would.
We have a greenhouse room, so we winter them over, you know, and feed them and enjoy them in the wintertime.
Right. Now, are they blooming now?
Yes.
Okay. Then what you could do is cut back the non-blooming branches now. And then root all of those cuttings. When we had our nursery in Maine, we would buy in the middle of February stock plants. And these were geraniums that the greenhouse grower put pot to pot to force them to stretch. And he would take cuttings November, December, January. And by the middle of February, he had enough cuttings. He needed to get rid of all the stock plants. And I used to buy his stock plants for $2 in a 6-inch pot. We took the plants, put them into an 8 or a 10-inch pot, usually 10-inch, and we cut them in half because they were all leggy. They were probably 18 inches, sometimes even taller. We would cut them back to a foot and repot them, feed them like crazy, and by the time Mother's Day came, these were the most incredible looking geraniums, because when we got them, there were 3, maybe 4 stems, and by Mother's Day, there was a dozen or more brand new stems, loaded with buds, loaded with flowers, and all we did is we cut them back, we repotted them, we fed them every 2 weeks with a liquid food, we put dynamite fertilizer on them, and by the time we got to Memorial Day and Mother's Day, we had giant stock plant geraniums, and they were beautiful.
It's a great plant. It really is. One other question. Can I use a little teeny bit of soil moist in those spots?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you will not believe the difference that soil moist does. I mean, I've been putting it in my vegetable garden every time I plant. And I used to have to water my garden every single day during July and August. And because I've been using soil moist every time I plant, I've probably put enough in that whole garden because I keep moving everything around.
Right.
That I water my garden once a week during the heat of summer, and
wow,
I have the best garden ever.
Oh, that's great.
So for a 4-inch pot, like a half a pinch is all that you will need.
How about my big pots?
Your big pots, take a pencil, make 2 holes, put a pinch on each side, take the pencil, push it in as deep as you can, fill it with soil, and you're ready to go.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, and you have a great week.
Thanks.
Thank you so much, folks. We'll talk to you next Sunday. And Tom, thanks for your help. Bye-bye, everybody.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.